Now, the government has been urged to prioritise legislation to reform Ireland's mental health services so it's passed before a general election is called. The Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, John Farrelly, and the Children's Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon, have both called on the government to prioritise the Mental Health Act to reform mental health services. The Act would expand the Commission's powers so it can regulate the children and adolescent mental health services and enforce national standards. They were speaking earlier at the Youth Advocacy Programme conference, where a toolkit for young people going into inpatient care was launched. The Children's Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon, also said that although there had been increased investment in CAMHS, this was coming from a very low base.
There's a lot of work needs to be done. It does need to move fast. And again, the government continues to talk about how many millions they put in. And that's fantastic, and it's important they do that. But they've got to remember, and they've got to constantly remind them, that they're coming from a very low base. Our mental health budget in total for adults and children is only 5.6% of the budget for health. That's the average across Europe is 10 to 12%. Our children within that budget of 5.6% are only at less than 1% of that budget. So we're really coming from a low base. So if you add 50 million to that, it's nothing. It's a drop in the ocean. So there's a lot of work to be done yet.
Children's Ombudsman Niall Muldoon speaking this lunchtime.